It took maybe a little longer than some Jays fans would have liked, but Creighton has dipped into the portal and they have pulled out a couple of guards, including the first one that we found out about last week. Jamiah Neal of Arizona State is the first Blue Jay to join Creighton out of the portal in 2024. And Jamiah is kind enough to join us here on Unsportsmanlike Conduct. Jamiah, thanks for coming on.
Appreciate you having me.
So when you were looking for a new destination, what were your priorities?
Well, when I was looking for my new destination, I kind of had these three pillars that I was looking for, and that was stability, accountability, and a winning culture. And I think the Blue Jays checked off those three and more boxes that I didn't even think of before I started this process.
What was Max's sales pitch then to you when you kind of established that? Was it an easy sales pitch?
Oh, for sure. It's definitely an easy sales pitch, especially when I got to campus. You know, he actually took his time and analyzed my game and everything, and he had a plan for me, you know? He had a plan right from the first time we talked. He exactly knew as far as, like, with my shooting and how he wanted me to play and how I could get better, and I respected that, and I liked that about him.
So did you guys actually sit down and watch some of your film?
Yeah, absolutely. A couple of times.
What was the first impression you got as you have a whole new, you've been working with other coaches, Coach Early, for a long time. What was it like to get feedback from an entirely different coach, and kind of how did you take to that?
It was different for sure, but I liked it. You know, he's like those guys over there are like offensive gurus or something. The schemes and the type of positions they put people in, I just loved it. And he really did his homework on me, and he showed clips of me, and he showed clips of the offense, of what I could be doing in the offense. And I could tell that he really took his time with this decision on trying to get me. And I like that.
Was your mind kind of spinning hearing all these different things and a new set of eyes talking to you about your game?
Yeah, for sure. Creighton basketball is different than the brand of basketball that I played over at Arizona State. And I'm just excited to be a part of it. When I just looked, I was like, oh, my God. Even when he's just showing me clips and I'm looking at the crowd and how many people are there in the games, and I'm like, this is different.
Jamiah Neal joining us here on Unsportsmanlike Conduct. You're a slasher primarily. You can get to the rim off the bounce. You can make plays on the rim or at the rim. How do you see that skill set working in the framework of this offense?
Coach Mack's offense, there's a lot of spacing. There's a lot of guys that can shoot. So, you know, I think that my ability to get to the rim will definitely be good, because there'll be a lot of space to get there. And also, they can't really help because of the shooters. And if they do, I feel like I can make the right play. Or, you know, we got a big fella down there. If they step up, I can throw the pitch down to the big. So I think it'll help, just because I can make plays one-on-one and beat my defender, and that could be good for the team, or that could be good for me individually.
So did you also then watch Creighton film with Mack as far as, or was that something you kind of studied on your own later?
I did watch the film on my own, but we watched a lot of film together too, as far as some sets and some situations and some positions that he will put me in, and some plays that he will call for me. Like, I could see you in this position doing this, this, and that.
Was your mind kind of spinning there too, with all the possibilities as you're watching, you know, how the offense flows and how you can kind of see yourself in it?
Yeah, the main thing for me is just, he just simplifies the game for you. It just feels like it isn't hard. Like I wouldn't have to take any tough shots. It seems like I'm just going to be able to get my game going within the flow of the game, like within the flow of the offense, instead of trying to force things.
Talking with new Blue Jay Jamiah Neal, who's transferring from Arizona State to come to Creighton. In your career, Jamiah, you've been under 30% as a three-point shooter. You'd obviously like to be better. How much of that is a priority to you as you embark on this new journey?
Probably the biggest priority, honestly. I would like to say my game, I don't do one thing great, but I think I do a lot of things good. And that's one thing I do below average, obviously, everybody knows. But I feel like with the help of Coach Mack, you know, just and the rest of the staff, really working on it this summer, working on my mechanics, working on my balance and everything, and also getting better quality shots, I think that the percentages will go up.
You know, Jemai, I had a chance to talk with Coach Ziegler, who's brand new, coming back to the staff. He'll be the new assistant this year. And I asked him because he worked with Trey Alexander 2 years ago on his three-point shooting. And he mentioned something about, you know, watching your feet. And it's also about not the mechanics, but making sure that you're getting the right shot quality. How much do you think that's going to play into you seeing your shot improve, just taking better shots within the flow of the offense?
I think it'll help a lot because my numbers are bad, but I think this year I shot maybe like 50% on just catch and shoot. So I think that's something I should definitely look more to do instead of taking more tougher shots off the bounce. It definitely depends on what type of shots you're taking. I need to take shots that I'm more capable of making than shots that are tougher or harder to make, which hurts my percentage. As far as the balance and footwork goes, it's always the little things. I don't think I just have an ugly jump shot or a shot that just looks like it needs a lot of work, but it's just shooting, going up and down, not letting your feet land anywhere, not being off balance, fading, all those type of things that I know that they'll hold me accountable and help me get out my jump shot.
Jemai, tell Creighton fans about your defense and what they can expect to see from you on the other end of the floor.
Yeah, on defense, I'm just a competitor. I compete. You know, I'll guard anybody 1-4. I'll do whatever coach needs me to do on that end. I like to get after it on defense. I'm an energy guy. You know, earlier in my career, that's what I came in the game for. You know, as a freshman, just to go in there and get after it and guard guys full court, and that's what I'm willing to do.
I'm not sure, Jemai, if you've looked into the numbers, but Creighton was near the bottom of the country in steals. I would anticipate that you look to help improve that number next year.
Absolutely, definitely. At least get a couple of those a game.
You played here in Omaha in 2021. You've played Creighton twice. You won both games. But a couple of years ago, you played here in Omaha. As you started in this process of figuring out where you wanted to go, did you have memories of the game in Omaha and what the experience was like? Did that influence you in any way in maybe thinking Creighton was an option?
Yeah, I remember the game a little bit. I know we won. I don't know how we won, but we got it done. And I don't know
how you guys won. I thought we had you guys beat.
Yeah, that was crazy. I don't know how we walked out here with a win. But when I got here, I told the guys, like, hey, at least I already know how to win in the building. So that's a plus, right?
When you entered the portal, was Creighton at the top of your mind or, you know, somewhere in that list? Because you mentioned, you know, what your priorities were, but did you have teams in mind and was Creighton one of them early on?
The portal's kind of different, so you just got to get a feel and hear everybody out. You know, once the initial calls come out, it's kind of not like they're interviewing me. It's kind of like it's time for me to interview them and see what they're about. And once I did that, yes, Craig was at the top of my list.
Did you have any contact with any of the guys on the team as you were making the decision, or did that only happen when you visited?
No, that only happened when I visited. But the guys were cool. You know, everybody was just – it was just a good culture and a good vibe. When I came around, nobody was on anything. They just accepted me and, you know, showed love.
You're originally from the Midwest. You're from Toledo. Coming back to this part of the country, was that something you were looking forward to, just getting out of the desert?
I mean, nobody wants to go back to the snow, but for my last year, I definitely wanted to get closer to home so more family and parents and anybody who from home could get a better chance to see me in my last year.
So you're saying you don't miss the snow?
I do not miss the snow. First winter is going to be tough for me. I do remember when we went here, when we came 2 years ago, it was really cold.
Creighton just, as I mentioned at the beginning of the interview, Jemai, Creighton just got another transfer, Pop Isaacs, out of the portal. Have you had any previous contact with him, whether it was recently or in your past? Do you know anything about Pop?
I don't really know him personally. I had a couple of my Arizona State teammates transfer over to Texas Tech, and they play with them, but me personally, I haven't really talked to them.
So what does the rest of like this summer or spring and summer look like for you? And at what point do you, you know, start making the plans to move back to home or move into Omaha?
Well, obviously I got to wrap up here, you know, move out of here, probably take my stuff back home. Go back home for a couple weeks before I I'm gonna go to Omaha probably the week before the June starts, and then obviously I'll be out there all summer working again after it.
So what are you hoping to get out of this 1 year at Creighton? What are you hoping personally you can get out of this?
I just want to win. That's what I get. I think if I win and we get all our team goals, then I'll get all my personal goals. I'm sure of it.
Do those personal goals include professional basketball?
Absolutely.
Do you think this is the great move for you to make that jump to get to the pros?
I do. I think this is a great move for me to get to that next level. And I think the guys here from the coaching staff to the trainers and to even the strength coach will get me there.
Well, Jemiah, I can't promise that you won't have to go through snow this winter, because that would be silly on my part. But we are very happy to have you here. Really looking forward to how your skill set's going to both integrate into our system, but also develop and get better as you finish out your college career. We're really excited to have you, Jemiah. Thanks a lot for coming on, and best wishes of finishing things out on the right foot in Arizona State.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you having me.
Certainly one of the first things that Jemiah Neal is going to bring to this offense is something he talked about, and that is his ability to get to the rim. Many times last year, you can think about some of the losses, and a lot of the losses for the Blue Jays in 23-24 had kind of a similar theme to it, and that is teams were able to push Creighton's guards up the floor, really disrupt their early initiation of the offense, make it difficult to get passes inside, and thus work the inside-out game and skipping the ball across. With a player like Jemiah, the Jays, who like to spread the floor, now have somebody who can put the ball on the deck, can get to the rim, collapse some of that defense, thus either allowing Jemiah to go to the rack and finish, where he is one of the best in the country. In fact, Tom Nemitz, who does a great job over at White and Blue Review, did a breakdown of his game last week. And one of the things that it talked about was that 32% of his shots, basically a third of his shots, came at or near the rim. And he made those shots at a 66% clip. To put that into perspective, Trey Alexander, he was 56% at the rim, and Baylor Shireman was 63, but Baylor wasn't necessarily asked to drive and get to the rim a lot. The strongest part of Jemiah's offensive game is his ability to get there. So you're talking about a guy who can do that and score at a higher efficient clip than Jays of recent years. Then you factor in the shooting. And I know a lot of people, and I know we talked about it when the word first came down that, well, he's been a sub 30% three-point shooter his entire career. And that is true. But I think you're going to like, we're going to converse with Trey Ziegler later this week here on the Grum, Creighton's new assistant coach, coming back to the Jays after being a GA 2 years ago. One of his jobs 2 years ago was to work with Trey Alexander. Trey Alexander's freshman year, he was a sub 30% three-point shooter. He ended up shooting the best three-point percentage in conference games his sophomore year. A lot of that credit goes to Trey Ziegler. One of the things you're going to see Trey do is they're going to break down a lot of film, and it's not just going to be about any mechanics or anything like that, but it's going to be about talking through every shot and making sure that you're taking shots within the structure of the game. And that kind of blends in with what Jemiah talked about at the beginning of the interview. He's looking for a place where he can win. He's looking for an accountability, and he's looking for a good system. Well, this is the kind of system that certainly allows people, and you heard Jemiah talk about it there, on his catch and shoot shots, he was 50%. Well, at Arizona State, he didn't get as many of those, thus why the overall percentage was down. So if I had to make a prediction about Jemiah Neal, it would be, I think he will be better than a 30% three-point shooter. He does not have to be what Baylor Shireman was last year. Certainly be nice if he was, but his skill set is so much different that it is going to open the floor up for others, for a Pop Isaacs, for a Steven Ashworth, where they're going to be able to take more of the lion's share of the shots. And then Jemiah can get his within the flow of the offense, just his ability to drive, get to the rack, collapse the defense, all of those things that he can do. And then on the defensive end, Creighton last year was 349th out of 351 teams in the country in steals per game. One of the reasons why their turnover margin was like it was because they didn't get a lot of turnovers back. But that's kind of by design, or at least the way this defense was built. But with Jamai and his ability to work on ball, and he's lengthy at 6'6", good wingspan, the ability to be a little bit more disruptive on the defensive end, where he averaged, you know, a steal and a half per game, that can make a big difference for a team as long as they continue to maintain their P's and Q's on the offensive side by not giving away possessions. They can get back an additional possession or two a game. That's going to add up over time. So I really look forward to seeing what Jamai Neal is able to do at Creighton. I'm really excited about the pickup. Love his attitude. I mean, he's talking about accountability, and I don't think he's necessarily taking any shots at Bobby Hurley or Arizona State. I think, you know, he wants a different structure. And with this being his last year of eligibility in college basketball, he wanted something that, you know, allowed him to, you know, not only work within the flow of an offense that could help his skill set and he could help it, but also work within a different framework. And, you know, when you heard him talk about how he already is going over film of his game with Mac and then film of the team with Mac, that process has already started. So I'm really looking forward to what Jamai Neal brings to the Blue Jays, and certainly Pop Isaac as well. And we'll be talking more about that. And again, Trey Ziegler, brand new Creighton assistant coach, will join us later this week here on the program. And we'll talk a little bit about Jamai, but mostly about his path back to CU. All right, we'll take a break, and when we come back, Nick and I will take a look at some content. Patrick Mahomes has loaned out his Super Bowl rings, and it happened on national television. We will explain when Unsportsmanlike Conduct continues in just a moment. You're listening to 1620 The Zone.